"You never knew Leanna as I did, Robert," Ned told him. "You saw her beauty, but not the iron underneath. She would have told you that you have no business in the melee."
"You too," the king frowned. "You're a sour man, Stark. Too long in the north. All the juices have frozen inside you. Well, mine are still running."
He slapped his chest to prove it. "You are the king," Ned reminded him. "I sit on the damned iron seat where I must. Does that mean I don't have the same hungers as other men? A bit of wine now and again? A girl squealing in bed? The feel of a horse between my legs? Seven hells, Ned! I want to hit someone!"
Sir Barristan Selmy spoke up.
"Your Grace," he said, "it is not seemly that the king should ride into the melee. It would not be a fair contest. Who would dare strike you?"
Robert seemed honestly taken aback.
"Why, all of them, damn it, if they can! And the last man left standing
will be you," Ned finished. He saw at once that Selmy had hit the mark. The dangers of the melee were only a savour to Robert, but this touched on his pride. "Sir Barristan is right. There's not a man in the Seven Kingdoms who would dare risk your displeasure by hurting you." The king rose to his feet, his face flushed.
"Are you telling me those prancing cravens will let me win?"